In this exhibition, we've been very privileged to present a group of objects which are of enormous importance to practicing Buddhists and have great sanctity because of their association with the Buddha himself.
These objects are known as relics. When the Buddha passed away, his ashes and bones were gathered, divided, and shared among 8 prominent rulers of North India, who placed them in stupas to honor him.
We have an assortment of objects: gemstones, coral, rock crystal, gold and silver trimmed flower motifs, and some 320 tiny objects presented in 3 framed ensembles, which were all part of an excavation conducted in 1898.
Inspired by excavations at the time, an English estate manager, William Pepe, unearthed these relics from a mound on a private estate near the northern border of India.
He found an extraordinary large stone coffer in which he found a whole series of reliquaries, containers in which offerings were made. One of the relic containers had an inscription indicating that the bone and ash were those of the Buddha himself, the first such claim ever to be made based on an inscription, and of course caused a sensation.
Corporeal relics, or bodily remains of the Buddha, have the highest sanctity among practicing Buddhists.
These discoveries were of enormous importance in the history of the rediscovery of Buddhism in the late 19th century in India. Buddhism had ceased to be a living religion in India by this time. It continued in many other places, but in India it was largely a spent force for more than 1,000 years.